I don't know. I'm having stomach problems, so.
You're not even pregnant, man.
What?
You're not even pregnant, man. Look at all.
Yeah, I guess I'm not the one having stomach problems. Yeah. I just came from literally the doctor.
Oh, let's talk about it. Wait.
No.
Is this the start of the episode?
Could be.
Are we starting now?
Ow!
Good morning.
Ow!
Good morning.
Good morning. Just hopefully that caused one or two car crashes. Yeah. Or hopefully it didn't, I mean. I wouldn't ever hope for you to crash your car.
No, but people have.
Never.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website.
Mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
Get my honor station.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready for debate.
All right.
Look at that. I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Who put that there?
I noticed it. I didn't say anything.
Aw.
It's one of those
That's
where
an adorable little picture right there.
I responded in my head.
Oop. Hit you with the ultrasound pictures. Oopsie. Now that's a flex.
Hard copy.
Yeah, I just keep them on me.
You keep the ultrasound on you?
You just keep that thing on me. Just in case. Just in case someone's like, I don't believe that your wife's actually pregnant.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she is.
You could have printed those out, though.
What do you mean?
Those could have been just from your home printer.
Yeah, just search ultrasound and then
print them
out.
A big old ruse. Yeah.
No, they.
There's a gun bar.
They print those out every single time. What?
There's a gun bar in there somewhere. I keep the ultrasound on me.
Nice.
Something, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you got stomach problems?
No, I just Ovi said, "You guys okay? Are you guys good?" And I was like, "Well, not really, not 100%."
Oh. Okay.
I just like ate an entire breakfast burrito on the way here.
So you said you came from the doctor.
And I stopped to get a burrito on the way.
Okay, then what happened? What did the doctor say?
Said the baby's all good.
Oh, bitch. No, when you said I'm having stomach problems.
That was not from the doctor. The doctor
was
unrelated to that.
Confused. Yeah, yeah.
The stomach problems are from the burrito.
Yeah.
The doctor was for my wife's stomach problems.
Got
or
it.
Not problems, stomach. You know.
We got this issue on the way.
Yeah.
This thing.
Stomach blessings, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah.
My wife's stomach blessing.
I think that's how they described it before, like, Latin was real ironed out.
Yeah.
The blessing is in the stomach. Gut blessing.
Yeah, so that's all good. And every time you go, they print out they do an ultrasound every single time.
Nice.
And they just print pictures. But by the end, they're just like, you've seen the baby 100 times. So they're kind of like, there's the, and they print it off, and you're like, I don't know what any of these are.
I think that's a kid.
Like, what is that? It's just nothing.
Yeah.
I think they just do it because it's like habit. You know?
Yeah.
They're like, okay, there's the umbilical cord. And they print it out. And they like moved by then. So then it's just a black screen. You're like, okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is that? An alien?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that real? How did you get?
No, that's.
Did
that's...
I give that to you?
No, that's actually that's a Sigourney Weaver's stomach. Have you seen that movie, Alien?
I actually haven't.
You didn't even get my reference, man.
You know what I did? I know, I was just high-fiving you because you were stoked.
Oh, okay. That's a good friend.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I like to be pumped.
Yeah.
And I don't want to seem like an idiot.
What would you do if the guy who murdered Chris Kyle walked into your house and was like, bro, up top,
I would hit him. Yeah. And I'm not going to leave my dude hanging.
Yeah, what's up? I just killed Chris Kyle.
All right.
You do it again? You do it for a second? No.
You are Canadian, you anti-patriot. Oh, my God. You go for a second one?
No.
That's crazy. Oh, this is some note.
Okay, so we have some housekeeping to address.
Yeah.
And that is tit. The plans with
they're
tit.
Coming to the show.
What?
Tits, they're coming to the show.
Yeah.
We're
bringing tits to the show.
Yeah.
So we're going to have, Noel and I are both going to have big ol' jugs.
Big ol' naturals. There's actually a new procedure for big ol' naturals.
Yeah. No, we're going to put on the...
B-O-N. You're going to get some bonbons.
The big old natural episode.
Yeah.
We're both just going to come in with some big old naturals.
Yep.
There's no better way to explain them.
Really,
I was going to go further, but there's just no better way.
Nah.
That
could be for huge nuts, too.
Big old nuts?
No, big old naturals.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just anything that comes in a pair.
Yeah.
Anyway...
So, tit.
The investigative show that all of you watch, 1-to-1 viewership ratio.
Yes.
Every single person who watches and listens to this show watches and listens to that show as well.
We make fun of it, but like, it does have a solid audience now.
It does.
And there was a lot of comments on the last one that was like, I like these a lot.
Yeah.
I like these way better than the original show.
Some people say that.
Yeah.
Some people say that.
But we needed a little time back. Things are getting a little bit busy. You know, I have a kid coming. So basically what we're going to do in the future is we're going to keep doing it, but it's going to be as a normal bonus episode, probably like once a month or something like that.
Yeah.
Instead of like a standalone show on our main feed.
Yeah. So if you like it, you can subscribe to TMG Studios and check out Tit there. We had some good tit this year.
Yeah, we had some great tits. We had some natural tits this year.
Yeah.
Like ones that just flowed. They were totally natural.
Big old natural.
Yeah. And they were long. Yeah. Big naturals.
Big long naturals. Huge episodes sometimes.
Yeah, it's...
Big, huge, long naturals.
Long naturals?
I think that's if you have, I don't know, like
that's
two
if you have a
something.
Dick, a natural dick.
Yeah.
No dick implants.
Yeah. Those aren't...
Yeah, he had a big old natural.
Yeah.
He had a long natural.
That'll be the discussion in 2052.
Yeah. And they won't be saying that about me because I'll have a fake one.
Yeah.
If that ever becomes a thing.
A fake little one?
Fake long one.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to get a fake dick, but keep it the same size.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to... If they introduce dick implants, that's going to be... That's going to shift the power if you're an average guy.
Yeah.
Because then you can... you might be among the rare.
Yeah.
You know? And then... People worldwide are like, I'm tired of getting rearranged all the time.
Yeah. I'm going to be an outlier for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you see those women with like the comically massive fake boobs?
Yeah.
I'm going to get the dick version of that.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you give dudes dick implants, they're not going to.
They're not gonna
say anything less than 15.
They're not going to be like, I want like a shapely B.
Yeah.
I want to be like a shapely B cup.
I would like a 22 inch penis.
Yeah. It's going to be every time.
I'd like a 40.
How many CCs can we go to?
Yeah, I want a 46 inch penis.
What's the max?
Can we make it vibrate?
Yeah.
Can I put an engine in there? Don't get me started.
Yeah, seriously.
I'll be popping the hood on my fucking 46 inch wiener.
Yeah, there's going to be fucking sponsorship stickers online.
Yeah.
Wonder Bread.
Yep. That's actually a good
that is brand. That is kind of good.
Yeah, you know, I got a Wonder Bread sponsor on my cock.
Yeah.
She's like, wow, it's that long?
It's that good white bread.
There you go. There you go. Peak that nationalism a little bit.
Yeah, it's that
it's good white
strong
bread.
Strong white loaf, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Wonder Bread. Anyways, yeah, so tit. You can see it as a bonus episode next year.
Next year, we're going to start doing it again.
And who knows? And, enough people riot that we have to bring it back regularly. But
yeah, that's fine. I mean, we like doing it a lot.
We
and
do.
I honestly like watching it, too.
That's crazy.
Fuck you. What do you mean?
I don't watch a single thing I'm in.
No, sometimes you do. When we have a really good bit or whatever, you'll say, you'll be like, I listened to that.
Yeah, I'll watch like 30 seconds.
Like the gimp suit shit? That was during Tit.
That's the first thing I've watched of us in a long time.
And what was that again?
It was the guy who likes wearing the gimp suit and he went on Love Island.
yeah, right.
He's just a freak on there.
Yeah, right.
Getting kicked in the balls and stuff.
See, that was the beauty of Tit is that because we had something to go off of every time, like there was a lot of fodder for jokes and new bits and stuff like that.
Big riffing time.
Yeah. It was some real natural riffs.
Yeah. Riffing.
Big natural riffs.
Yeah.
And so it was a lot of fun. And so we're going to continue doing it, but it's probably going to be coming back sometime in the new year.
Yeah.
Because I'm taking a little time off in January.
Yeah.
And
why is that?
What?
Why is that?
Because of my wife's stomach blessing.
Mm.
We're expecting a little blessing. That's his name.
Yeah, Little Blessing.
We're going to name him Blessing. Little Bless.
Little Bless.
It's me, Lil B.
Yeah, Lil B.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. So that's the plan. And then also, more housekeeping, we're back next week to do Bone Zone Live on TeamGStudios.tv.
You guys remember those? Remember the live Bone Zones?
We used to do them semi-often.
Well, we got one next week. So...
And that'll be on TeamGStudios.tv.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says XOXOXO for some reason on the document. So
I think that was the Dolphins defensive lineup last night.
I don't get it.
That shit was ass.
Ah.
Woo! Dropped it to the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You should be following.
I know. Wait, let's see if I lost. Pretty sure I did.
All the NFL guys on Twitter going fraud alert.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I actually was laughing at Big Cat's post. He posted a picture of the of your phone that's like when it says like maybe fraud.
Okay.
And it had like the Dolphins logo.
That's funny.
You lost?
Yeah, I did lose.
Let's see that lineup, man.
I'm 4-10 now.
4-10 is good. That's better than 3-11.
I'm in third last, so not horrible. I think I'm pretty like in risk of losing this whole thing, which would really suck.
Have you put any effort into trades, like anything?
No, I don't understand trading.
Give me that. I give you this.
I mean, I understand it like generally as a concept, but like in like. I just don't know enough about football to make a good...
See the lineup, dude.
I don't know.
Screenshot
it.
Send it to me.
Who gives a fuck anymore? I'm fucked. I'll just give it up. I'm just riding the wave, you know? I'm just trying to have fun.
How did you... All right. Cody's cool team. I forgot you spelled that with 3 Ks.
Yeah, team is not spelled with a K, dude.
Cody's cool team.
Why did you spell it like that?
No, we did this already. Cody's we can't
cool
do it again.
Team.
Tyler Lockett, is he even having a good season?
I don't know, dude.
This is... He's rostered pretty highly. I mean, these points are abysmal, but...
Okay, whatever.
Dude.
Get back!
You should try, bro. Unless you want to dress up like a furry and do the whole
get ready with me. Oh, that would suck. I don't want to do that at all.
Yeah.
Oh, that would suck.
Cody, why aren't you starting a quarterback this week?
Yeah.
I am.
Oh, what? I didn't? you still have time, dude. You could go and just put one in right now. No, my fucking app is dead.
You should
the app's dead. Gotta charge it.
You should weird out your whole league and try to lose on purpose. It'll take the wind out of the competition immediately.
Couldn't you just bench all the players?
Yeah,
like every single one.
And I don't think every single one. I think
it's so funny start an empty team.
Yeah, I think it.
Dude, you are kicking my ass this week. Holy fuck, dude! You're kicking my ass, bro. You don't have any players on your team, dude. You are smacking my ass.
Oh, I'm so upset when I'm on camera, dressed like a little mouse.
Dude, you are fucking me in the mouth this week.
That reminds me of that time we went with Post. Sorry, name drop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, here. You drop this.
There you go.
And we were playing beer pong. And
same shoes, by the way.
Yeah, they're similar, for sure.
They're the same model.
No, they're not. These are the 550s.
Oh, jeez.
Those are the...
Can I take it back then? Rushnapp, is it? What were we doing?
We were playing... You guys were playing beer pong. I was just observing. And that one kid, every time he'd miss, he kept going, "Oh, fuck my ass."
Who was that?
I was just some dude who was there. Okay. And then from that, like, I've always wanted to do a sketch where it just, like, keeps
going, going. Yeah, yeah.
By the end, he's like, "God, you're all stuffing my mouth with your cocks." It's like,
yeah.
I guess we are.
Yeah, that's
and then they all start getting head from him.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, dude, what happened this weekend?
Nothing.
Yeah?
Nothing. Just honestly, zero. Parents were in town.
Zilch.
Went for a couple runs, went for a couple hikes, got a couple smoothies. I did some Christmas baking.
Mm.
Honestly, just real domestic shit. You know? What'd you do?
I gotta think about it.
Oh, by the way, our song's doing pretty well.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's good. We don't have to play it.
Why don't we run it, actually? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Why doesn't everyone run it in their sleep as well? Let's get it to number one. Man, can't believe he did that.
What?
Mr. Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone needs to play this song in their sleep.
Yeah, and that was the one about like eating babies, too, wasn't it?
Something like
Tasty? That. Wasn't it about like eating kids?
Yeah, pull up the lyrics to that. Yummy.
Yummy, yeah, yeah. No, it wasn't, but like the video was all kids, remember?
I thought it was that banquet hall thing. Oh, yeah, yeah, it was children.
What am I thinking of?
Yeah, yeah.
The lyric video, I think that's what it was. Maybe search the lyric video. Or no, it was his Instagram promo for it. Search Justin Bieber yummy Instagram promo. Like, he would just post pictures of babies and it would say hashtag yummy.
Oh, man, they had the, you know.
Like, what the fuck?
He kept it up. He kept it up.
It was right in front of our eyes the whole time.
Look at that. Pizzagate, you monsters.
He's talking about adrenochrome. That's what the song's actually about.
I was going to say, he's not doing any favors for the people that believe, you know, that you know, they're siphoning the baby blood and eating the, you know, baby foreskin.
Yep. Look at how many times he did it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm late to this.
This is a funny tweet. Leaves fans confused after he posts 13 pictures of seemingly random babies with the caption yummy on his Instagram. Like, why the fuck?
This is indefensible.
Like, there's not even a single reason why you could sort of surmise that would make this make sense.
You can't walk it back from here. You just... He's eating
babies.
The only thing he can say is, "I wanted to eat them." Then everyone would be like,
"Oh, I guess, yeah, it kind of makes sense."
Kind of hard on his.
Yeah.
Kind of sick. Then that would start the political discourse.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. I didn't realize. I remember the whole eating baby thing, but I never knew where that came from.
Yeah.
It's like, Justin Bieber eats kids.
It's because of that. It's because he was the one that self-professed it, kind of.
What marketing genius was like, "You should post the child"?
I don't think anyone told him to do that. No, I think he was just kind of shooting from the hip. He's like, "I think I got a feeling in my stomach this is right. Like, this is really going to be good promo."
Dude.
And he didn't tell anyone. He just posted that, and then his PR hit him up. His PR, like, you know, someone in the office was like, "Yo, what the... Justin just posted this," and they're like, "Oh, fuck."
I'm picturing...
What is that?
His artist mentality and his artist voice going, "It's gonna mess with people's minds because this song is called Yummy, but if you post a kid, they're gonna go, what do these things have to do with each other?" And it's like, yeah, rightfully so.
yeah, exactly.
And he goes, "No, it's cool." 13 of them too. He chose that number on purpose, man.
Yeah, he went hard.
He gave them all to Baphomet, I guess.
Oh yeah.
Went to the forest, was sitting there with Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think by the 10th one, people were like, all right, dude, you really got to stop doing this.
As soon as PR agent begging, please.
Please. Please, Justin has to stop posting the babies, please.
Justin, put the phone down.
Put the phone. Nothing yummy about these babies.
Why? Are you scared? I'm going to post a young...
Yeah, yeah.
Look at how many more 11. I have.
Look at how many more I have saved to my photo album. How long were you searching babies for?
Do you think you went to those people's right houses
and take a picture?
Like he's like, we want to use your kid for a marketing rollout. They're like, awesome. And he just walks in. He's like, hey. They're like, what's up? I'm going to post it now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool, Justin. Thank you so much. Yummy. He's in your living room.
Yeah.
Yummy. That's so wild, man. I can't believe that. 13 times.
Yeah.
Bro.
Pretty wild.
I wonder how they tasted. JK.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he actually ate them. Maybe that was like, I'm about to eat this baby. Maybe it's like people put on Instagram post their lunch, right?
Yeah. I was gonna say we're behind on this. All like the Pizzagate people, that's what they saw.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, well, duh.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to eat that fucking kid.
Yeah.
Which he may have.
He may have eaten that baby.
At that level of power?
I mean, maybe he's posting it post-eating it.
Yeah.
He's just kind of sitting there like in that sort of like, oh, man, fucking that was good. Yeah.
Yummy.
Got to let the people know about this one.
This is going to a place, isn't it?
Yep. Kind of dark. So anyways,
girl, you got that yummy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just don't know what those lyrics have to do with that.
With babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the kids in the video?
I don't think there is kids in the video, is there? No.
What did we just see?
I was thinking about his Instagram promo.
Play this? Oh, that person just looks very young.
No.
I remember thinking, for the budget, what the hell was this?
The pink hair is sick.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's extremely cool.
Yeah, we're going to look back on this one and think, man, what a absolute classic. And he completely looks like he wants to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
He completely looks into this concept. I just don't understand... What are the lyrics? He kind of looks like Millie Bobby Brown. They got like the same. You know what's funny about music videos? If you just cut enough times in a 30-second period, you can't really have an opinion about it.
Yeah.
I kind of like this part.
No, it's very true.
Yeah.
I feel like they used to do that way more.
They did.
Like, it would be, like, every fucking half second there's a cut, so you never really, like, feel good about watching it, because you're always like, whoa, wait.
That's why 2000s music videos were fun. They were, like, full stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the first time I brought up Bevo.
Yep.
And you were like, oh, he doesn't swallow.
Yep.
And then we tried to, like, find the clip of it, and we couldn't really find, like, real proof.
Yep.
And that clip of him went viral this week.
Yep.
Of him eating the potato, and I have to say I'm wrong. You were right.
Appreciate it.
It is one of the funniest things I've ever seen now.
I don't know if, like, I wonder, Spock and I were talking. Spock goes, you know, this dude had a moment where he's like, I'm gonna die.
when
the full potato went down, there must have been a millisecond.
You can see it in his face.
Yeah.
He does. He goes like, he stops and he's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's longer than a moment. I would say it's a solid like second.
Let's see it.
7 out of 10. Potatoes.
By the way, this is just art.
Potatoes.
Bevo gulping a potato. And he's sick.
Look, bang.
This dude drank a potato.
Do you see how long? You can just feel the pain.
Oh, shit. Oh,
look
shit.
Right there, dude.
This might be the one. This might be the one.
This might be the one.
I think I said this last time, but he needs to go up against who's buddy who wins Nathan's hot dog eating?
Yeah, Johnny Appleseed? No. Johnny, what is it?
Johnny Appleseed.
It's something with apple in it, isn't it?
Tim Apple?
Macintosh? Who? Somebody must
Joey
know
Chestnut.
This guy.
Cody Chestnut.
Chestnut. That's pretty close.
He's one of you, man.
Joey Chestnut?
Yeah.
Johnny Appleseed.
Somewhat close.
You can pretty see where my close. Brain was going.
Pretty close.
Yeah. That's how my brain works, dude. Just like if it lands in the same area, then it's good enough. Say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to start fucking up your own kid's name. And you're like, I was close. Hey, hey. Shut up. You came from my balls. Bevo be.
It's
Bevo
not grace, Dad. It's blessing. Ah, oh, fucking. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Right?
Same thing.
Dude, I feel like Bevo would just wash these guys.
Yeah.
Four dogs at a time.
Yeah, yeah. That face is so funny, dude. So he's a really funny guy. Like, do you follow him now and his sort of escapades?
I let the algorithm, you know, just give it to me. Sometimes I tap in.
Okay.
I you know, I just search people now. I'm like, what the fuck's Bevo?
Yeah, so yeah. So you've seen like the lore with like the Bevo, like from what I can pick up, it's like he got a little bit of attention online. He just turned into like a rapper.
Oh.
Like he's got a chain that says Bevo on it. The other day he's like live streaming from his like fucking Sprinter van with this girl and he's like, "You know the rules, it's Bevo in it."
Oh.
Like, dude. It's so fucking funny, man.
Yeah. This is some Northern UK
he, like,
flexing right
cash
here.
Cash and shit like that.
This is Northern UK right here. Flexing money is wild. Yeah, that's me, mate. I'm the one who drinks the potato.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, mate, anything you want. The fame.
This isn't you. So a lot of people are like, dude, the money's gone to your head. And it's like, what money? He's been like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He reviews food and it's been, he's been like, it's been like a month.
Hey,
like, I don't even know, how do you even get a brand deal in that time?
He may not need it. That's how ballin' he is.
How? What? Like, where is he getting money?
We don't know.
Clearly, I mean, look at that Sprinter van.
The Bevo chain.
Like, go down. Like, where he's holding it up right there.
The Bevo chain is so crazy.
Look at this. Oh, he's in Thailand or something.
Oh, that's why he's balling, man. He's going wherever the exchange rate's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, big up Vietnam. John Min.
I got big up Lao.
Big up Lao. We got the Sprinter in Lao. John Min. Brand new chain. Made straight from child labor. It's fucking banging. I'm going to go swallow an entire bok choy later. Imagine that dude ripping a bok choy out of the earth and just a little bit of water.
Yo, big up Guatemala. Wait, go. So go back. There's one that I want to play.
Big
if
up
we can
loud.
Find it. Okay. Yeah, keep scrolling down. Okay, that one of him to the left says, Mr. Take Your Bee. Play that one and put.
You just fart?
Okay, so you know what he's doing, right? Like, he's just, this yeah. is what he's doing. Look how long this video is. It's a minute. He just does this the whole time.
That's how you make money on TikTok now, over a minute videos.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Bro. That's gotta this has got to feel so good for her.
It's like, dude.
It's got to be awesome when you're sitting behind Bevo. And he's pointing at you to the world, going, "Mr. Take Your Bitch."
Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah,
yeah, that's me. This gotta feel awesome. She's like, "I'm with a king right now."
Oh, he's doing it again.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Make there you rain, go. Brother. Got a extremely painful watch, Bevo. This was a minute longer than it needed to be. So half the people are like, the fame's getting to you, Bevo, and the other half are like, nah, keep doing you, yeah. Bevo. Love the positivity.
Don't, you can't listen to those people, man. They're completely lying to you. Because you know what they're doing. It's like, yeah, Brian's friend.
See more of this.
It's like Brian's friend who's like comments on shit with one like, going, why isn't this viral?
Yeah, exactly.
Bevo's really out here thinking he's a G.
I wish I was this delusional.
Damn.
He acknowledged the no true on one of his older videos.
Oh. Yeah, I know. Now he kind of does it on purpose, too.
That's what's going to get him killed, dude. That's why he did that potato.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I saw him do one recently where it was like a big-ass chunk of meat.
Oh,
he's like, I might have to actually chew this.
Guys, we got to stop, man.
We're going to get him killed.
On live.
Yeah. You're the one that said he could beat fucking Johnny Appleseed.
That's hot dogs, man.
Yeah, he could choke on that.
I don't think so. I think there's enough.
You think
in
they
there.
Just slide down?
I think so.
Yeah.
What I'm more worried about is,
big ass chunk of steak or
he's
something.
He's like, all right.
You know the rules.
No.
Just literally, like, he does that face and just stays.
I was thinking he's just like, what's up, TikTok? You know what it is? 15-gram truffle. It's just a hard chunk of truffle.
Yeah.
It's like pure iron. We're going to tight this one.
Damn, that's dark, man. That's fucking dark.
Bevo, all don't do it, man.
Like, big up, Bevo. Big up. Big up. Big up, RIP.
Oh, fuck, man.
Damn.
Hopefully.
You know the rules.
Yeah, you know the rules.
What are the rules?
This is the one where he acknowledges stuff.
Oh, he's also been turning on, like, the teeth filter on all of his videos.
Oh.
So his teeth look vibrant white.
Oh,
like, so funny.
They got to him.
Yeah.
He's turning into a chav. That's all it is. It's chav transformation.
Chav-stormation.
Sweet and sour style. You know the rules. Listen, big up the Asians. Big up Nutcha.
Oh, nah. Ew.
Big up the Asians?
This motherfucker got a boner as he's saying this shit, man. You saw the sauce he put on that?
Wait, no. What did he
Big up the Asians.
Yeah.
With the smile. Big
he
up
said that
the
because
Asians.
He knows he's about to go to Thailand, too.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah, big up Lao.
Big up the Asians.
I want to know if there's any Asian women who watch that and go, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Me? Bevo, me? Oh my God, Bevo.
You know the rules, and if you don't know the rules, get to know the rules, baby. But come on now.
Oh, he's turning into Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
You know the rules, baby.
Yeah, let's rate it out of 10. Let's enjoy it. Apparently, I don't chew enough, but I don't need to chew. Watch. Chicken as well, yeah? Chicken. No chew needed.
He's going to die, man.
I mean, that's impressive.
It's
that is fucking impressive. He just full on just swallowed that like a pill. That's fucking crazy.
But he's
with a smile on his face too.
Yeah, that look.
He is talented.
I told you.
I think he deserves all the. I think all the flexing is deserved.
I mean, I try to tell you, man. This guy could drink a fire hydrant. Yeah.
Keep playing it.
You know the rules, baby.
You don't need to chew your food. You don't. I chew though. Just take.
Yeah, that's the funniest thing he's ever said. Yeah. You imagine some little kids watching this shit?
Like, oh fuck!
If they hear this motherfucker, they're gonna be like, just in school. I don't need to chew my food.
Kids are choking all over the country because of this fucking Bevo dumbass.
Bevo, pick up the no swallow.
Pick up the no swallow. No, I don't do that shit, mate. Swallowing gay.
No, it's just the other way. Be chewing is.
You don't need to chew your food.
You don't need to chew your food.
That's so funny, dude.
So you can.
Oh fuck, my God.
So you can fuck boy while you're eating.
Yeah.
Just that'll be the new technique. You're on a date with a girl. You enjoying it?
Me too.
Nah, I'm loving it.
Yeah. So what'd you say you do for work again? Cool. No, that sounds sick.
No, this pasta's really good.
Yeah. Just maintain the smile the whole time. He's grabbing a bite. Yeah, no, it's lit. It's slapping.
This place fucking rules.
Yeah. That's the craziest type of influencing.
Yeah.
Just telling people to do shit that'll literally kill them. That's crazy. Big up ammonia and bleach. Yeah. I've been mixing those on the regular. Just you should definitely try that.
You don't need to chew your food. I mean, that's just the funniest thing. What a fucking guy. With the gel, dude, the gel in his hair, the chain.
I know, you don't need to chew your food.
Mate, you don't need to chew your food. You could be just like me. You could be just like me.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
We're regressing, man.
It's awesome.
You know, 6 months ago, it was little boys coming to school telling their teachers, get back in the kitchen.
I mean, didn't we do like 4 episodes about smoking cigarettes?
Yeah, we did.
Kind of the same thing. We're right there with them.
Yeah. Yeah. But smoking cigs is cool.
It's cool. Yeah, I know. That's different because it's actually cool.
Mate, you don't need to chew your food. This sincerity is killing me, man. Holy shit.
Just to keep everyone happy. But yeah, big up the sweet sir.
Did he just say, I'll chew to keep... Oh my God, man. I'll just chew to keep like the government happy or whatever.
Yeah, the ladies. The ladies want to see me chew.
It's tasting banging tonight. Big up her. Big up the personal chef. You know you are. Big Bevo and that.
Bevo Senior. Please. Mr. Bevo is my father's name.
The tangible difference in his vibe is hilarious.
I know, right? It used to be so genuine. He had no idea why... Like people like them, and now it's like
3 months ago. He just, you know, stinky ass bedroom.
Yeah,
hey guys, you know it's
yeah,
you know the rules.
Pick up the chips.
I don't know why I say that. You know the rules.
Yeah, it's silly.
Pick up chip shop.
Pick up dad. Thanks, dad, for cooking for me, dad.
Yeah, now big up the personal chef.
Yeah,
big switch. Shit, you think he walks around the house now just barking at people? Mate, heat that shit up, mate.
Yeah.
I've got to make TikTok.
I'm fucking Bevo. You know who it is, innit?
I'm Mr. Take Your Bitch.
Yeah.
Dad. I'll fuck mom and nan and all that. Behave yourself. That's so wild, man.
7 hours ago. It's all right. Rice a bit bland. Pineapple.
It's also fucking awesome to be reviewing food you can't have. Like reviewing food from your dad that cooked it. It's so fun. It's so much funnier than like reviewing food from a restaurant where you could go and also have that food.
Yeah.
Like he's just like, my dad's good at cooking. But like we'll never taste that. We don't know the recipe. We don't know what it is.
Even crazier for him to go... Rice is bland.
Yeah. Wouldn't recommend the rice.
Yeah.
Like, we can't, I don't know what it is. I'll never know your dad.
Passive aggressive as hell. Yeah, I wouldn't rate this rice.
Yeah.
Open the door. I wouldn't rate this rice.
Yeah.
Close the door. Slam it, please. Yes. Slam it, open it, slam
just
it again.
Shitting on your dad. Yeah.
I wouldn't rate this rice. Slam the door.
Storm like every fucking night, too. This rice is ass.
Oh, big up the pineapple. Does pineapple belong on pizzas? Let me know down below.
Oh, shit. Now, mark my words, man. Give it, like, a couple months. He's going to start getting political.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, maybe.
That right there, that's the beginnings.
Yeah.
Give it 2 months.
Yeah, he's like, I actually fuck with Brexit.
And he's going to be a few years behind, because the UK is always behind in trends. So he's going to be there like, Do you know these blue hair girls?
Yeah.
They keep telling me like what I should be thinking. And
yeah.
I'm not going to put he, him in my bio.
Yeah, I'm Bevo.
I mean, they are right though.
My pronouns are Bevo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're good. You got some boogers?
Yeah, I'm a little sick. I think I just have a gnarly fever. I'm kidding.
It always works.
It always fucking works. Yeah, I got some boogs.
Yeah. He's going to get political, man. Give it 2 months. It's going to happen. That little commentary right there. And also, man, the fuckboyism is just, it's undeniably hilarious. Mm-hmm. Do pineapples belong on pizza?
Let me know in the comments.
Let me know in the comments. I think they make my semen taste good.
Wait, did we comment on that?
Yeah, we remember doing that.
Yeah, well, damn.
Damn, Lauren.
How did you know?
Making us look thirsty out here.
Yeah, the two exclamation marks is a little much.
God, it's looking like hoes. And a self-like? Oh, my God.
Damn.
Big up, Bevo. Big up. Big up, Bevo. Holy fuck, big up. Need a Bevo segment? Oh, you got one. Damn, bruh. This is the ideal Chav build.
I'm happy that I could catch you up on the lore.
You think this dude is popping into the clubs in like Manchester and shit?
Yeah, I mean, if he...
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a massive guest in the building tonight.
It's Bevo!
Ladies, cover your tits. You're going to swallow the whole thing. He doesn't chew. He's the right one to go down on you. It's the one and only Bevo! And he gets up there, yeah. Bunch of Asian girls putting orange chicken on their chest.
Yeah, now he's making it rain orange chicken. Big up, big up.
Girls catching it and not chewing.
You say that he's going to not chew their tits?
Yeah.
Cover your tits? Because
he'll swallow the whole thing.
He'll swallow their tits?
Yeah. Maximum pleasure.
One gulp.
Yeah. Fit your whole breast in his mouth. You know? Fucking, yeah, just maximum
I
moisture.
I love the way Bevo swallows my tits.
Yeah. Maximum pressure and moisture on the areola. Consistent. Never a cold spot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, men use their tongue. It's like the sweep in the floor, you know? Yeah. There's always going to be a cold portion.
Yeah, yeah.
But this fool will just fucking... teeth out. Yeah, that's what you'll see on the top of your tit.
Yeah, yeah, you look down at his He's like, it's banging.
He's got both of them in there.
Yeah.
In the center of your chest, he's got both.
Sounds like a Meat Canyon cartoon. We got to get Meat Canyon to fucking draw this.
Oh, Hunter loves that. Hunter loves when you tell him something to draw. Hunter loves when you tell him something to draw.
Draw it, Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah, he loves when people are like, you know, you should make a cartoon about that.
Yeah,
he loves that.
Yeah, yeah. Does he? I'll hit him up after this, then. I'll give him a call.
We should both do group chat.
Oh, yeah, that's what we should do.
Yo, dude, we had this idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have a hilarious idea, dude. This one will go viral for sure.
This one's
viral.
Yeah, oh, and also, Bevo, give it like, you know, everyone's on his head. You know, the fame's gotten to you. Give it 2 weeks, and it's going to start to, you know, the counter narrative is going to pop up.
Yeah.
Yo, why is Bevo kind of...
Oh.
Yo, why he kind of...
Oh,
gonna start.
I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because everything's all aesthetic.
Yeah.
And liking Bevo is going to be an aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's quite attractive.
I think people do like him.
I mean, yeah. He's got charisma.
Yeah.
Undeniably.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think that's what it is nerds were like, this is our guy. He's like us. And they didn't know. Nah.
Bevo is the throat goat.
Now they're realizing, nah, man, Bevo is, he's not one of the dorks.
Yeah.
He's one of the boys.
Yeah.
He was waiting for his moment.
You don't need to chew your food, Bevo.
We need to fucking make that a poster.
You don't need to
We need to put
chew
it in children's schools.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need to chew your food.
Think critically, people. You don't need to chew your food. They just tell you you have to.
That's the problem with the UK. They always want to tell you what to do when you can use your phone, when you can't, how you think, how you speak. Nah. Stop chewing.
Stand up to the man. Stop don't chew your food.
Got these old guys in pubs. No, he's fucking right.
Yeah.
I don't chew me food anymore.
I'm not going to chew my food.
I'm not going to chew my food anymore.
Just in front of a bowl of soup. You weren't chewing it anyways. Little soup joke.
Yeah. Drink. Just putting a straw in a fucking shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Crust included.
Banging.
Banging. That's banging.
That's banging.
That's next. That'll be a music video song titled That's Banging.
Oh, you're definitely right, dude.
Yeah. UK 1, drill.
1,000%. And then you know the rules.
I said that's banging.
We'll be next. And then Big Up will be next. Yeah.
Because my hand's hanging.
Yeah. Write it for him.
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay. That's it. That's all I have to
that's
say.
That's it?
Yeah.
What was it?
That's banging.
Your big naturals are hanging.
Yeah. Big naturals hanging.
My meat swinging.
Yeah. Go to chip shop, my meat swinging.
For the chips?
Yeah. I'm hard. I like chips in my mouth. They think I'm a something, you know, but he'll talk about how he's from the South. And,
yeah, okay.
And some other shit.
Yeah.
Even though South is like nice and preppy. Yeah. Then you'll get the Dave feature.
Yeah.
Dave will just blow it. No, yeah, right, dude.
You listen to that new song?
What?
Dave and Jack Harlow?
I saw it.
You saw it?
I saw it for but a brief moment.
You saw the song?
I saw Jack posted.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I told you, man, I've been pretty...
Offline. Too much, what did you shoot on Friday?
I've had too much phone lately.
What did you shoot on Friday?
Oh, I can say it.
Oh, okay.
I shot the opening sequence to the return episode of Hot Laps.
Oh, yeah, right. How'd that go?
I think it went well.
Nice.
I was editing all day yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Back in the saddle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Back at the command center.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting How'd that feel?
Good. Excruciating.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's mentally the worst shit ever to look at myself.
Really?
For me, yeah.
Oh. But did it feel good to edit again?
Did feel good to cut?
Like, it feels good.
Feels good to cut, that's for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I hate watching myself.
Yeah, that's fair. I love it. Can't get enough of it, honestly. No.
You cut your own footage? You're like, good joke, Cody.
No, I don't watch anything anymore, actually.
Yeah.
Like, not even my videos. I used to watch my videos.
Watch them down?
Now I don't.
Nah, mate.
Which
is
the way it should be.
Yeah, I don't. I don't like looking at myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you.
I don't like looking at us.
Yeah.
Don't like looking at us.
So Love Island is coming back with Love Island All-Stars.
Ooh.
Which I thought was the same as Love Island Games, but it's a different show. But with, yeah. Do you know who's on it yet? Have they said? Fuck, man. If they brought back, like, there's so many fucking good people.
Yeah.
You know?
All the ex-Islanders rumored.
Wait. Oh, is this the rumor? Yeah, Ovi would be sick.
Yeah.
Ovi. Yeah, Ovi, you're going to be on it.
Bye.
Bye.
Not even knowing. Holy fuck, they cast me?
Hi, I'm Bye. Ovi. I've met Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, yeah.
I met Gavin Newsom when I was 9.
Who else? Keep going. Paige Thorne. I don't remember her.
I remember Paige. She was the fan favorite. Wasn't it Paige and Jack?
Yeah. Jocks.
Jocks.
Okay, keep going down.
Paige.
I'd recognize her if I saw her. Oh, Maura, of course. She was on the Love Island Games, too. Maura. As a host. Keep going. Faye would be good.
Yeah. Yeah, man. All your favorites. Megan, wow.
But she just fucking left... Love Island Games is so funny. One of the episodes, they're like, yeah, Megan's got a medical problem, and then she just wasn't in the rest of the show.
Medical problem? Wonder what her medical problem was. Georgia. No,
Georgia. She was on Love Island Games, too. She kind of... Ugh. She kind of... What?
You said what?
Oh, I'm not like... I'm just saying she kind of sucks. Oh. Like, as a person, she just was kind of like...
You said... Her face or something, and you were like, ugh.
Like, she's kind of looking horrible these days. No, no, no. Like, no, no, no. She just, did you get the same sense?
I didn't get there.
She got a stank attitude?
Just, yeah, her personality just wasn't the best. It wasn't Bevo, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's Liberty.
The bar for personality now for me.
Liberty's eyes.
Bevo.
Toby, they're putting that boy back in there.
These are just all the people that were on Love Island Games.
Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah. So sorry, I cut you off before. What did you do this weekend?
No, if they want Love Island All Stars, they got to go get the original winners from season 1, 2. I want to see that guy from season 1 who's like a construction worker who just chain smoke outside the villa.
Yeah.
John.
I didn't watch season 1.
And he didn't work out. He's like the epitome of just a regular dude.
Yeah.
I want to see that guy in there and he just cleans up.
Yeah. They need to take it back to those days, like when it was about smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
And hooking up.
Yeah.
Everyone in the villa used to smoke cigarettes. Remember that?
Yeah. Look up Johnny season 1.
And Chris.
Chris?
Chris, top right. Bring back Chris.
I don't remember.
Chris and Kim? You don't remember that?
Vaguely.
Season 3? Oh, my God.
Vaguely.
They are the fucking best.
Yeah, that one to the left right there. That yoked ass dude with the gauges in the second row.
Was that him?
No, he was just another guy on there. He was this big roided out guy and he'd get emotional and just looked super funny. Because he was tanned as hell and his eyes would get red and he just, whenever he get emotional, it looked like he just hit the bong like 14 times. His eyes just lit up, just...
Yeah, dude, they gotta go back to smoking on set. All of them used to smoke.
That
and smoking cigarettes, we all know, is good and cool.
Yeah. Look at Love Island season 1 cast. This is modern Johnny. We need the old Johnny. Where's that dude at?
No, not search UK.
You've got preface now?
UK. There it is.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Wait. Go down. Oh, fuck. It was the third row. Yeah, that guy. Fucking hell. No. You just had it. Close that shit. Scroll up. Second row. Where it's showing the two couples who are about to win.
Left. Yeah.
That guy on the right.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Dude, that's Bevo. That's fucking Bevo.
Yeah, maybe that's what's next for Bevo.
Love Island?
Love Island?
Oh, my goodness.
That would be so good.
Oh, my goodness.
God damn, that'd be so good.
So for this
His
challenge,
recoupling speech,
you have to...
Like, big up Faye.
Yeah.
You're I'm banging. Faye.
She's banging, and my girlfriend at home's going to be so pissed, but I'm here to lock in with Faye. Bro, the game where they have to like swallow shit and spit it into each other's mouths.
Yeah. Oh, Bevo would love that.
Bevo's like, open up.
Yeah.
One fell swoop.
Bevo just swallowing it all. Like, dude, Bevo, you gotta save something, spit it into the fucking thing. That's what the game's about. He's like, it's well seasoned, isn't it?
That's not what they brought me.
Sorry,
before,
it's
man.
Well seasoned, isn't it?
What's this guy up to, man? I want to know.
Where are they now?
Where are they now?
There
yeah,
is.
Dude. John Clark. Bring back John Clark. This guy was fucking weak too. That, you know, this dude is really...
That's the Love Island effect right there. 400,000 followers and he gets 12 comments. Not that I'm engagement watching.
Damn, bro.
You know, I feel like that's like a, you know, pocket watching.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, it is.
But that is kind of crazy, isn't it?
It is. But I mean, bro, that was 2015. When's the last time he even posted?
June.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
What is he thinking about? How I am about to smash the Palm Beach casino.
He's thinking about it. You know what I love too?
I mean, he probably won.
He still posts.
That's the thing about gambling.
Yeah, for some reason I've got a gambling kick. I got a little kick for gambling. He still posts like it's 2005 or some shit.
Yeah.
Sepia filters and all.
Yeah.
Look at me eating. This is me in a pool. 69 weeks.
Seems like he's doing well. Good on him, man.
Yeah.
There's some joke with Bevo posting a picture or eating a baby or something.
Yeah.
There's some callback there.
Yeah.
What is it?
Nah, that's yummy.
That's yummy. Yeah. Big up the baby.
That would make people... That'd be a crazy, crazy thing. If he just posted on his Instagram, if he just mocked Justin's post.
Yeah.
That's how he get his foot into America.
Justin Bevo. There it is.
Teamwork, man.
Teamwork.
Justin Bevo.
Justin Bevo.
Yeah, go. You got that yummy yum.
Yummy.
Yeah. Can we get a machine learning expert to replace, to run, I don't know, like 4,000 computers to replace Please. Justin Bieber with Bevo?
Please. Actually,
in that music video?
Someone can do this. I know they can because it's probably pretty fucking easy.
Yeah.
Use DreamWorks or Dream... What's a... Dream...
Yeah.
What is it?
Dream Labs?
Yeah. Whatever the one where you can like replace celebrities' faces with your own. Please do that with Bevo and Justin Bieber.
And the yummy
Make
music
Justin
video.
Bevo.
Justin Bevo, man. Go, you got that? Oh, actually, people lose their accent when they sing. Or they can.
Yeah.
So, he'll just be same old.
Oh, you want to make the voice?
Yeah.
Because we could also make a song, a Justin Bieber song with Bevo's voice.
Guy, is it too late now to say sorry?
Yeah. Fuck. Someone please do
no
this.
No singing, though. Just talking.
I'm going to do this.
You tell me to chew your food.
I found there's like this AI service. I forget what it is, but you can like train your own voice for like music writing.
That's good.
Like you can like, you know, it's like the same thing that you saw with The Weeknd and Drake and shit like that. You can just like make one of those. But you can use it on your own. You can. Yeah. So let's do one with Bevo. And let's make the song Big Up.
Big Up.
Justin Bevo.
Justin Bevo, Big Up. It's going to be awesome when everyone just licenses their likeness and then labels and entertainment companies have enough likeness to just never hire anyone again.
Yeah.
And entertainment goes the way of radio and it just all comes from someone's computer.
Yep.
And then YouTube's like, we're not allowing free uploads anymore.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what? And then it all has to go back to one place, stand-up comedy.
Yeah, so you're in the right place then.
To get a human joke.
Yeah.
No, but then that's when, you know, they all get shut down and bought out for AI stand-up comedy venues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to happen for sure.
Tonight, Tupac, Snoop Dogg, and Pop Smoke deliver their greatest jokes along with their greatest hits. Come on down to the Comedy Store. Check out Pop Smoke and Tupac. Back-to-back action, jokes, and music.
I would fucking go see that. Like, in a second. I would definitely go see that.
Tonight, Michael Bolton. Now, who's a... Tonight, Freddie Mercury and Pop Smoke go at it in a battle of roasts. It's Roast Battle. Featuring...
I would watch that in a second.
America's favorites.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, let's move to the bonus. Thanks for watching another week.
Big up the viewer.
Big up the viewer.
Remember... Okay.
Big up the like button.
Oh, yeah, do that one again. That was good.
Big up the like button.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, big it up. Well, Cody said, Wagwan.
Wait, did I say it like that?
Slightly.
Oh, sorry. I was kind of trying to say it in an accent, but not like a, you know, I was trying to do like a patois thing. Yeah. You know?
You just try to English
it. Just trying to be fucking M.R. or whatever.
Yeah.
Pussy turn red.
Pussy turn red.
Damn, Cody just added over. Big up the like button. Real bad man.
You know, I'm the real bad man. Big up the like button. That's
all right, folks.
Cody's new voice. Yeah, big up the like button.
That's supposed to be my Bevo voice.
Ah. Remember, you don't have to look both ways when you're crossing the street. That's for witlings.
That's a song, dude.
Yeah, that's for pussios to anti-stay safe.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God.
Cross
it's
the
all
street.
Coming together.
Don't look both
this is
ways.
Genius.
Leave flammable items in the hood of your car.
Yeah.
I don't know.
When you're on fire.
Leave a gun within reach of your child.
Yeah. Now that's yummy.
Now that's yummy. Leave a barbecue pit in the middle of your floor so your child can walk into it. I don't know. That was too specific.
Eat 5 minutes before going in the pool.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Gotta be more innocent stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Eat a steak dinner before squatting heavyweight.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Kill yourself.
Mom, is that you?
All right, see you in the bonus. Bye.
Bye. This week on the Bone Zone. A diagram of how John Edward Jones was stuck in Nutty Putty Cave.
Why did I do this?
What's crazy is you could just watch porn. Porn has better production value than this.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.